Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
People have been asking when it's going to happen. Me versus Fritz. Joe versus Jack. Joe versus Boban. Joe versus the Oaf. Or as a lot of people view it.
So if he's an Jack, Oaf and you lose,
huh?
What does that make you?
Well, I was just going to say, or as a lot of people view it, the guy that's going to lose versus Jack Fritz. That's the way a lot of people view it. I mean, that's the way almost everyone views it. That's okay. It's all right. People doubt it to 2017 Eagles. It happens. Let's welcome, maybe for the first time ever on our show, but let's welcome him, ladies and gentlemen, from the afternoon show, Mr. Jack Fritz. How are you, Jack?
Well, Joe, excited to be here. Excited for Sunday. It's the start of what is going to be an absolute beatdown. So I'm thinking first it's going to be 5-0 in our match play golf tournament.
Okay.
I might go 8-0 in baseball, and then maybe I'll go up and in.
That's pretty good strategy, actually.
Go up and in and see how it's going.
If it's 8-0, I'd probably walk out of the batter's box as I've already lost, but keep going.
No, but like here's the thing with baseball, and I'm already annoyed with you at baseball. I can already tell how this is going to go. You're just going to try to walk.
Wait.
You're going to try to walk.
Didn't you know this?
And you're not gonna get in the
Jack.
Box. You told me you're going to lace the ball all over the field. I want to see it. I want to see it.
Well, I want to see it, too. You put the ball down the middle of the plate. I'll hit it.
Heading in, weren't you suspicious of this plan? That he would just sit there and wait for you to throw strikes? That he doubted your ability to throw strikes with consistency? That he was going to play this and set this up so that he had the best chance possible? Almost to the point of he will try to cheat.
Now, come on.
He will try to be as close to cheating as possible to bend it to suit his limited skill set.
Yeah, no. So I didn't, it wasn't on my initial smell test, right? But as this thing kept going on, okay. I sniffed it out.
A little late.
Yeah, well, it was a little late.
And you then must be smeff.
Well,
I don't know what that word is. Olfactorily impaired.
Yeah, well, no, because we sat down to like plan it out, and all of a sudden he was like, well, walks count. And I was like, there it is. There it is.
Well,
walks are good.
So, Jack, are you excited? Are you excited?
No, I am excited. I am excited. I was I haven't played as much golf as I used to. Father of two, you know, some are saying father of the year. And I don't get
out. Who said that?
Many people.
No,
dozens of people.
But are these just people like close to you? Because I've never heard this.
He said it. He said it himself. I heard you say it.
It's just a joke. But you know, I went out the other day, messed around for about 5 holes, was 1 over. And
wow.
I said, you know, I'm feeling pretty good about where the game is right now.
One over, okay.
Look, golf is going to be really
Joe
hard for me.
Joe couldn't do that on one hole.
Yeah, golf is – so you're very good at golf, like very, very good.
Not as good as I used to be, but still good enough to –
Do you pronounce the L?
Hold on.
In the word?
John, can we get to some important stuff here? Come on. Yeah. All right, so Jack,
golf?
Jack, which sport do you have the least confidence in?
I would say tennis. I probably haven't played tennis since I was 8.
Okay. So Richie saying you played in high school has been fake news this whole time.
Yeah, I don't know why he said that.
You've played tennis though.
Yeah, I have. I dominated pickleball in high school. That's true, but they're not exactly the same.
What do you mean? You played tennis when you were 8 years old. In what capacity? What were you doing?
Well, I should like go to camps and stuff.
Wow!
You know? Like I would day camps to learn how to play tennis and all this stuff.
Well, jeez, did you ever go to a camp to learn how to play tennis, Joe?
I went to camps and we would play tennis, but I wouldn't say I didn't go there to learn how to play tennis. It was just part of the
activities. I think that's a big difference.
I mean, I'm better
at the tennis camp.
I'm better here. Here's the deal. I'm better at tennis than Fritz is, obviously. So we're probably going to be 1-1.
No, I don't think that's obvious
at
all.
With those two, we're going to be 1-1. So the other three. Are you very confident that you will win basketball, running, and baseball?
Yeah, so basketball I'm not worried about at all. Running,
Hold on, you know that Joe fancies himself quite the shooter.
Well, he's fine when he's stationary, but this is required. Here's the thing I can't figure out about basketball. I am bigger, stronger, faster, more skilled, and 15, 16 years younger than you. How do you think you're going to win basketball?
Well, two things. One, more skilled if you are, but I don't think you are. And two, lack of heart.
Yeah, but like you could say lack of heart all you want. When I see you in front of me, there's going to be so much rage after the lack of heart comment of everything has been the thing that's made me the most mad.
Okay.
It's made me the most mad. Like I'm a gentle guy. I'm a nice guy. But let me tell you something.
You're soft.
I went 2-0 in the high school playoffs. I went 8 innings in my junior year when it's only 7. I went an extra inning. That's called want to. That's called will, which is something you've never done.
No, like I don't have much will, except when I really, really, really care, which isn't often.
You do really care about this, which I do appreciate.
I do. All right, we got Fritz.
So hold on. I got real quick.
What?
What is the running? Are we doing a 50-yard dash? Are we doing a lap around?
I'm not sure yet. I would say probably a 100, you know, 100 whatever it is, yard or meter, like one of those type of things. Probably maybe 50. I don't know.
All right. Yeah. All right. I'm curious if you're going to show up for the running.
Well, listen, the only way I won't is if I've already lost the overall competition. It's a sprint. If I've already lost the overall competition, then why take the chance?
Because it's entertaining for everyone to watch this race.
No, actually, Fritz, did I promise you? I think I did. I promise you that if I'm down, we still do all 5. Or
I think we both agreed on that.
So you're running.
I think I have to then run.
But you might shorten the run to 10 meters.
we'll have it decided beforehand. We haven't gotten there yet. But look, the sequence, just so everyone knows, golf is this Sunday. 11:10 a.m. at Riverwinds in New Jersey. Now, one thing to note. We have agreed privately. My people talked to the program director's people who talked to Fritz's people. Per the program director's suggestion, we will not go public or private to members of WIP or the overall public on who won until it is announced Monday at 7:20 a.m.
Wow.
So, like, Seltzer, I'm not even...
I'll find out.
Well, that's not cool. And you're going to find out from Fritz. You're not going to find out from me. I'm telling you, you're not going to find out from me. I was asked to keep it quiet. I will.
Maybe I have some sources at Riverwinds. I don't know.
Maybe
we'll
you do. All right. So golf is on Sunday. Baseball is in early July, a couple of days after the 4th of July.
Uh-huh.
And then the other three in the sequence will be tennis, running, and basketball. Those dates still to be determined, but that's the layout. All right.
Are you sure you can throw strikes with consistency, Jack?
So that's my big worry.
That's mine too.
Now I have been throwing. And
feeling good too from the texts you've been sending me.
Okay.
So there are rumors swirling here in Westchester that I throw harder now than I did in high school, and it's a true miracle. Arm once falling off the bone to now I'm contacting Dennis Quaid about the rookie part too.
So maybe you got man strength.
That's
and
what
you're
I'm saying,
applying
John.
It.
Yeah, I got dad strength now.
Hold, this is a thing, guys. This
dad strength is real.
A real thing.
Yep.
You're benefiting from my answer.
Jack's got people having
strength.
Catches with him out in Westchester.
Oh, yeah.
Tell him who you had a catch with. Wow. Joe will love this.
Oh, yeah. I was having a catch with our good pal Jim Salisbury.
You're just having a catch in Westchester.
Wow, that's a flex.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, we're letting it loose.
I mean, I'm not going to rip Jim. I love Jim, but I mean, this proves.
Seems like Jim loves Jack more than you.
What are you, Babe freaking Ruth? Come on now. All right, all right. So hold on. I want to get some calls in here. I also want to remind everyone. Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. What's the Armin difference? It's simple. It's Armin's people, well trained, friendly, and caring. Together, let's drive, ArminChevy.com. All right, Fritz, poll question. Do you like the Sixers pick of Vijay Edgecombe, yes or no?
Yeah, I do. I was a Con Knipple guy. I thought he could come in day one and shoot 43% from three, and he's a plug-and-play guy. But Vijay Edgecombe, like, I love everything I hear about him.
Did he win you over with those answers in the interviews?
He did. I mean, I think if you want to bet on a guy, right, like the draft is an inexact science, but he seems like – a guy that you bet on. I worry about the shot. I worry about the handle. But at least I think he's going to give a crap. And with some Sixers picks over the last
Correct.
10 years, you could say that they didn't really give a crap.
All right, so John, what percentage said yes, they liked the pick? I got the results here. What percentage?
Are you talking to me or
talking
are you talking to
you?
Jack?
John, I'm sorry. John, what percentage?
Well,
I forgot we got
John.
Two Johns here. Yeah, I forgot about that.
My fault. What percentage, Richie?
Percentage says they like the pick. Mm-hmm. It's going to be 68%.
84%.
Wow.
He won the crowd.
Great.
He won the crowd
I'm
with those
glad.
Interview answers. He won the crowd. All right, let's get some calls in here. We got the me versus Fritz thing. We're going to get to Jack's book. He's got a new book coming out, which is awesome. We'll get to that shortly. Let's talk to Anthony right now in New Jersey. Anthony, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Joe. How are you doing, man?
Fantastic.
Hey, Joe, step to the side real quick, man. Just real quick. Hey, Jack, what's going on, man?
What's up, brother? How you doing, man?
How you doing, Boban? Everything good?
Dude, Boban, so it's obviously infuriating because for a radio guy, I feel like I'm pretty attractive, and I'm not that tall. So the Boban thing's infuriating, but I will say
Jack,
it's starting to catch on to camera.
How tall are you, Jack?
Exactly.
I'm 6'1".
Wait, we're letting Anthony, the floor is yours.
Jack,
go for it.
Jack, how do you feel about people calling you Boban, man?
I don't like it. I don't appreciate
it. Doesn't matter
All right.
how you feel.
All right. All right. Take a deep breath.
The fact of the matter is, you're going down. What are you going to do?
Going down
brother?
To who?
The hammer.
He's 5'9", 150 pounds, soaking wet, and he looks pregnant.
What are you?
I don't know if he's 150.
I think he's heavier than that.
What are you going to do, Jack?
I'm going to put him in a locker.
Man, you couldn't put a locker in the locker.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah,
man,
what does that mean?
That means that if you gave him the opportunity to do it, he still couldn't do it.
All right.
There you go. Put Anthony, put another way.
Bang!
I got this, Anthony. Anthony, you and I have been aligned the whole time.
Put a locker in a locker.
Anthony, you can put a locker in a locker.
You know,
get it on a T-shirt.
You know I got this, Anthony. You know I got this.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, that would be a great T-shirt for this whole contest, Joe. You couldn't put a locker in a locker right out the gate.
It's really good.
Jack, you're going down, man. I can't wait.
Anthony, I want to ask you one question. Anthony.
I love the exuberance.
Anthony, do you agree with me that it's just not cool that Richie and James are not supporting me, Anthony? Do you agree with me on that?
Hey, yes, I agree with you on that.
I could use the help and support.
Selsa, you're my guy, man. Selsa, man.
Thanks, Ant. You're my guy, too, buddy.
I thought you'd be right here.
Anthony, let's spin it around. Joe's answer, what about the fact that Jack and I do a podcast together? He's one of my best friends. Like, I got both people in this. What do you want me to do? Like, just...
Well, but he's also smart. He's smart. He's making a smart bet. Like, he doesn't want to be on the wrong side of history.
It hurts a little bit, Anthony. I'm not going to lie. It hurts a little bit. Does.
Hey, Jimmy, do your podcast pay the bills or do the morning show?
They both do, Anthony. All right,
Anthony, give me an answer, my man. Who or what blew it?
The who blew it is the guys from Google was selling Google for $1 million. The guy said he didn't want to buy it. It all dropped it to $750,000. The guy still didn't want to buy it. Google is worth $365 billion.
All right, Anthony, that's a big answer. Missing out on Google, big answer. Let's talk to Eric calling from Manayunk. Eric, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Super, Eric.
Good. You know, this is a call. I've been biting my tongue about this for a long time. I've been listening to you guys forever.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's so cringe that you guys actively root against Joe, like, while he's competing. Like, this is your teammate. This is your captain.
Is he?
Well, Captain's a little much.
Again, Eric, I am not actively rooting against Joe. I just don't think he'll win. Like, that, it's a complete...
Well, John is actively rooting
against either of you. I'm not rooting against anybody.
I didn't feel the way I feel, Eric. I wish I respected the way Joe is going about this more than I do. But his braggadocious nature, his overestimation of self... makes it impossible for me to back him. For me to feel positively.
Like he needs to be humbled. He needs to be humbled.
And that's what I'm all about. I would love to see that happen.
Dude, during the free throw competition, you were like booing him and yelling at him and trying to mess him up while he was shooting. Like,
that's true.
Terrible. Like,
and that is kind of unconnected.
And I did say I wouldn't have done that for like, what it's worth.
Against, no, you're right.
You're rooting against David.
Yeah, so I don't have as good a reason for that.
You know, like when the scrub goes in from your team, you got to give him some love,
man.
That's Joe. Like, that's Joe.
I'm not as nice to the scrubs as you are.
Eric, I appreciate your support, sir. It's very kind. All right, Eric, who or what blew it? You can win the $100 gift card.
Did anybody say Pete Diddy?
Well, no. I mean, certainly it looks like he was not a good boy, and that is causing some problems. Fritz, you're frustrated with the Phils?
Yeah, but at the same time, I thought it was going to – I mean, they won 2 of 3 over the weekend.
Yeah.
A lot of momentum, a lot of joy. They go to Houston. Houston's a really good team. They're in a bit of a gauntlet right now. But also, I don't think we've learned anything new. They need a bat at the deadline, and they need a bullpen arm, you know, and everything else.
Which is the more? If you get one move, and it's the Jack Fritz, I get one move to make. Is it the outfielder or the bullpen?
Outfielder. Getting one more bat in that lineup to try to – because
I'm surprised.
I think they can – The biggest thing they got to figure out is, can Kirkering just close and then you find someone in the above the Strom or Mano that can settle in there? Because one of these starters are going to the bullpen. I mean, the way the division round works, I mean, there's an off day in there, so they might only need 3 starters.
Well, how about to that point, let's increase it. 2 of the starters are going to the bullpen in that round.
Totally. Like they,
and maybe 3 if you count Painter. I mean, maybe 4 if you count Abel. I mean, there's a scenario in that round where you could put Ranger, Painter, Abel and Nola all in the bullpen for that round.
Yeah,
hold on. Are we talking?
Isn't that
about,
incredible?
Can we talk about something very real right here?
What
could we add a round to this whole contest between you guys? Like, if it really gets testy, between you guys, like 5 rounds of competition. Yeah. Couldn't we add a 6th round where you guys actually go toe to toe?
Well, boxing. Are we going toe-to-toe this whole... Oh, now
or
we want to fight.
Wrestling, boxing, I don't know, arm wrestling.
So I was all about a lot of that. The problem was...
Were?
Well, yeah, the station did not feel the lawyers would support. Because you got
to
sign waivers.
You wanted to fight. I want to fight is what you said.
You want to fight, Jack.
Willingness. Willingness.
Okay.
Why?
Jack, do you want to fight Joe?
Sure.
Willingness.
Sounds like there's willingness from both sides. But, let's move forward.
But as Jack
round
knows,
6.
Best of 5 is easier to figure out than best of 6.
No. 6 is nice round. Half a dozen.
All right.
With the 3rd pick in the 2025 NBA draft, the Philadelphia 76ers select VJ Edgecombe from Bimini, Bahamas and Baylor University.
All right. Adam Silver announcing Edgecombe as the pick. Congrats to him. Quite a story.
And, are you going to say his name like that?
Well, that's the way Silver said it, so I may have to. We'll figure it out.
Is that the official pronunciation? You think Adam Silver researched that?
I would think he probably did.
I think he probably did, yes.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Edgecombe.
All right, so we got that pick, obviously, as part of the storyline today. Phils get shut out. And we've also got Fritz, me versus Fritz, coming up Sunday and over the next few weeks with this competition this summer. Fritz also has a book. And let's congratulate Jack Fritz on the book, Ring the Bell. So, Jack, let's get into this, man. So, first off, congratulate. How does it feel to be a published author? It's got to feel great, right?
Yeah, it does. It does. Definitely never had this on my bingo card. But thankfully, you know, Kevin came to me early in 2023 with an idea, and I agreed to it. During the writing process, I was hitting myself, punching myself, saying, why did I agree to do this?
Yeah.
But I'm very, very proud of how it turned out.
Good for you.
I'm looking forward to it.
So what is the idea? What was the genesis that created it conceptually, and how did you kind of land the plane to make sure you nailed that?
Yeah, so I think the way I would explain it is that it's a fun, like, it's encyclopedia-ish, but it's more in a fun way with, like, some opinion of how we felt during that time period. So, like, we split it up, obviously. I took, you know, 08, I took the 09 through 11 and that whole run. And, you know, the way that I tried to write it, at least, was through a fan's eye and how I felt during that time. So I think it's a fun, easy read for, like, the diehard, you know, sicko Phillies fans like me and Seltzer and you. I think hopefully you learn something or remind yourself of what it was like during that time. And then for the people, you know, that weren't, which is crazy, people don't remember the 08 run, which feels insane. It was 17 years ago, but there's a whole generation that has no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah, that's right.
I think you'll learn something as well.
So is it primarily that time or exclusively that time, or do you cover stuff from 80 and prior? Like, what is the frame of reference for the time in the book?
So we started it in 1964. Like, we felt like that was a correct starting point because of how that year went and really kicked off the modern, you know, Phillies fans. So 64, all the 80 run, 93, of course, whole chapter on Harry, and then, 08 through 11 into the Harper pursuit until 2022 and then 2023.
Good, man. So it's not out yet, right? Pre-sale's available currently, is that correct?
Yeah, so we extended our pre-sale offer until Monday, so we'll ship them out next week. Included in the pre-sale is free shipping and signed copies by both me and Kevin. So
good.
I think it's Amazon end of the month, but you might be able to get it before Amazon. So we'll be setting them out next week, but still chance to pre-order.
Have you held the book in your hand yet?
I have held the book in my hand.
Is that a cool moment?
It was cool. Yeah, it was cool. It's hardback, which I think I like a hardback book. I'm glad it didn't go straight to paperback. There's something about the hardback that I like more.
What part of the 08 story, and maybe it's the lead up to it, like 07 was really cool, you know, coming back from seven down with 17 to go. Jimmy at the start of that year saying we're the team to beat, which all, of course, led up to, you know, 08. I mean, even Aaron Rowan running into the wall in 06, I think, helped lead up to 08. He wasn't still on the team in 08, but it set a tone. You know, we're not about slow pedaling it to the wall the way Bobby Abreu did. We're going with a hard charging approach. What part of any part of the 08 story was the part that you most enjoyed looking back on and writing about?
Well, so what I enjoyed, because, you know, during that time I was, you know, just starting high school. Yeah. I was playing baseball, so it was really fun to remind myself, I guess, in a way, that a baseball season has ups and downs, even with the team that ended up winning the World Series. So, you know, there's a time period there in the middle of the summer where, you know, they got blasted, I think, out in St. Louis for a couple of games. And it was so funny because I would go back and I would read every newspaper article from that time period. So, like, I'll go day by day just reading what the headline was and what the stories were. And it was just so funny how people were talking about the team during that time and me knowing that they would end up winning the World Series. It was always like, this starting staff has no chance, you know?
Yeah, Brett Myers is the two. Right? I mean, he was the two.
Yeah. And, like, you know, Jamie Moyer's too old. Can he hold up? You know, the bullpen's great for now. But, you know, it was so funny in the middle of the summer when they would go through their lulls, where even the best offense we've seen in our entire lives, they went through a stretch where they couldn't hit. And we're currently going through that now with this baseball
team.
Right. But it was really just a good reminder of how long a baseball season is. And it was a good, like, oh, even a team that ended up winning the World Series had their own fair of struggles in the middle of the summer.
Well, Jack, I'm happy for you. I think we all are, man. And I look forward to you know, to buying a copy. It's going to be, you know, obviously, I mean, you know, you already know it's great, but I look forward to it. So easiest place for people to get it, is it Amazon.com?
No, I'll go to ringthebellbook.com. So ringthebellbook.com, that's our personal website. It won't be through Amazon until the end of the month. So if you buy it on our website, we'll get it to you actually quicker than Amazon, which is crazy.
Good for you, man.
So, yeah, go to our website.
Love it. All right, well, look, everyone get that book, Ring the Bell. I'm sorry, say it again, Ring the Bell.
Ringthebellbook.com.
Book.com. Love it.
I got my copy.
That's fantastic.
Well, not literally, but I bought one.
It's gone.
I'll get the copy soon.
Yeah, I will buy one today or tomorrow. So that is great, Jack. Congratulations on that, and it's phenomenal. All right, so look, let's get back to the phones. 215-592-9494. So we got the book thing on the table. Also, let's reset real quick with Edgecomb. He said something last night after he was drafted, I thought, that spoke to confidence, but also hunger, which is important, because you do want a confident athlete. You don't want someone who's not confident. I mean, I think that's one of the things about me versus Fritz that maybe resonates with people. Like, we actually both think we're going to win. Like, I do think I'm going to win. I know most people don't think I will, but I do think I will win. Fritz obviously thinks he's going to win. You can tell Edgecombe is a confident athlete, but you can hear there's hunger in there as well, which is so important. Let's listen to Edgecombe last night.
You nearly cracked 40 inches on your max vertical. All the prospects were stunned. How would you describe your athleticism? What kind of athlete the 76ers getting?
They're getting a unique athlete, man. I don't think I'm the best athlete in the class, if you ask me. I can jump as high as anybody in here, run as fast as anybody in here. I'm gonna play my heart out, man.
I mean, you know, play my heart out. That's the key at the end, play
and
my heart out.
And also the key is a 40-inch vert. Are you serious?
Yeah, it's pretty
that's
high.
Like over 3 feet.
Well, that's what I'm talking about, the best athlete from
the
class.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. All right, let's get some calls in here. Well, we got Fritz till the top of the hour. Leo, and reminder, Joe and Hugh broadcasting from the Kelsey event coming up starting at 10 o'clock today. Let's talk to Leo. Leo, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Congratulations on both your books, you, Joe.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yep. Convenient it came out right after my book. Interesting.
Of course, I started writing mine back in 2013, so it took a long time.
Yeah. The children's book, yep.
Quick sports comment. I'm really happy with the book. I like the heart the kid has. He looks like he's want to, you know, come in and help us out. That's what we need. We don't need somebody who doesn't want to come. All right. As far as the Phillies go, they lost this series. As far as I'm concerned, they better get their act together for the next one because it's going to be a rough road ahead. And as far as the competition goes,
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I want to congratulate both of you for stepping up to the plate and doing this. But, Joe, Zach is going to smoke you. He's going to roll you up.
Why do you think that? Why?
Because he's younger. He seems like he's more pissed off about it. But what I want to know from you, Joe, is are you going to pull your little stuff where you're going to complain about fouls? You're going to complain about the ball on the line?
That's a good question.
Well, the hoops thing, we got to figure that out. So we do have to figure out how that works. Obviously, normally one-on-one doesn't have a ref, but we may need something. Because
are you going to be taking charges? Are you going to be taking charges in basketball?
What you can't have is a guy has almost an open layup and the other guy clobbers him, you know, like the whole thing's null. Like, so there's got to be something there, some sort of decorum. But, like, listen, Leo, I plan on rolling up my sleeves and just flat-out winning. Now, a lot of people think I won't, and that's fine. I mean, maybe I won't. Listen, I've never guaranteed I'm going to win this thing, nor have I said I'm going to go 5-0, nor have I said I'm going to go 4-1. I think I'm going to win 3-2. I think I'm going to win. I'm telling you right now, I think I'm going to win baseball, tennis, and basketball.
I just want to see you be a gentleman and not complain so much about things that don't go your way. That's my big concern.
Okay.
Because I do like it. You beat the hammer and stuff, you're good, but you go back and listen to him again, the songs by loopholes.
He's not wrong.
Stand up and take accountability for it. And real quick,
for
who blew it? Joe, you did. I even accepted this competition. Have a great weekend.
All right, Leo. Fair enough.
Well, I would
buddy.
Say that the only one person has a chance to blow it, and it's me. I mean, all the pressure
is
on me here.
And it really
it's
is.
Pretty
that
lose,
is
lose,
true.
Lose,
yeah.
Lose, lose.
Of course, the lose. Of course, it is.
How many loses do you pile on top of each other when you describe this for yourself? Lose,
five.
Lose. Yeah.
All right, let me ask a question.
Rhea,
more shame. Which person has more shame? Here are the two scenarios. I win. Mm-hmm. Fritz has shame.
That's just impossible.
Or Fritz beats me 5-0. And I have shame. More shame is on which person in which scenario?
Oh, more shame is if Jack loses to you.
Just that trumps
all.
Yeah,
flat out.
So likely.
Yeah, I think so.
Especially because, like, I can't get over the just quitting before, like, 3 weeks before it even started.
Yeah, Fritz,
Rio's coming at you, Jack.
It was
Jack,
one thing, Rhea. It was one.
It was
aspect.
A weak moment.
I was worried about my arm and throwing with my children growing up, Rhea.
Wait, how are they connected?
That's good.
I can't even.
I want to be able to catch my kid, Rhea. How would you hate on that?
That was a good line. I like it. All right, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
I will give Fritz this. He's got the snarky sarcasm thing down. I'll give him that. All right, Time's Yours is brought to you by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi, of course, is booming. Make sure you unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go, only from Xfinity Mobile. I also will say this before I tell you, let's hit it with Time's Yours. I hope Fritz's tremendous confidence also garners me some support from people. Because people think I'm, you know, a little arrogant with my opinions of how I'm going to win. But, I mean, Fritz is probably
That's the difference.
Maybe he does. Maybe he doesn't. But we know this. He's putting his chest out there a lot. I hope to get some support. Maybe Time's Yours tomorrow. People will call. We'll see. For now, let's hit it with Time's Yours.
No, I'm not excited about the Sixers. The first thing that came up on the screen when we drafted them, 6'4", developing shooter. That's great. We have a bunch of 6'4", and under guards in the backcourt. A center who never plays, an over-the-hill small forward who we pay way too much money, and Maxey, yes, this is true, he said he needed a mental break last year. He's mentally weak. This team is in deep, deep trouble.
No, I don't think he's mentally weak. I mean, they are in trouble without Embiid or with current situation of Embiid. But listen, the irony of last night's pick is it either could be short-term if Embiid can play, like let's go charge it up and go after it, in a wide open East, where it might just be something that's for 4 to 5 years from now after all these ridiculous contracts are out of here and you're just building it around three guards and hoping over time you get new guys in the front court. I mean, we just don't know which direction it'll take yet. It'll probably be the second scenario. We'll see.
He seems very mentally strong, though. VJ Edgecombe, that's a major difference. Yeah. This guy is strong emotionally and mentally.
Man, if this kid plays with half the heart he shows in his interviews, he's going to be a great player. Thanks a lot again, WIP and Joe DeCam. Let's go to the phone. Sorry to cry.
Pretty good, man.
Thank you for joining me. This is Kevin with Kevin's Key Points for the NBA Draft. And, guys, we got VJ Edgecombe. So you know what that means. Yep, we still suck. But at least Paul George has more material for his podcast. Back to you guys.
Wow. Well, Paul George just said some nice things about Edgecombe.
I agree with John Ritchie. I think that the Sixers made the right move. I just hope that he can hold up in the league given his tiny stature. But, I mean, at worst, maybe he's the next Spud Webb. Who knows?
The next Spud Webb.
You did call him petite.
There you go. And with that, Time's Yours, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Right. Chris, something that's been on my mind the last 2 or 3 days since we knew it was very hot and was going to stay hot. Now, it's going to be a little cooler on Sunday, but it's still going to be hot. Does the heat worry you? I mean, normally the perceived better player in a sport, an external thing like crazy weather, you know, really hot, really cold, can favor the lesser player. Does it worry you?
Is it crazy hot?
Well, it's not going to be as hot. Listen, I'll tell you this.
It's just summer.
Well, this week hasn't been just summer.
This weekend's supposed to be cooler than this week.
But this has been brutal. Does it concern you a little bit, Jack?
Not with golf. If it was this weather for baseball, I would have been like, holy cow, I'm going to die on the mound. Yeah. But no, I'm not worried about it. I'm glad you brought up something you thought about the last 2 days. Real quick, that tweet you put out the other day, I have not stopped thinking about.
Well, which one?
One about the third overall pick and the not getting the best player in the draft. Tariq Skubal was drafted in the 9th round.
Right.
What are you talking about? They should have drafted him, the 3rd pick? They were supposed to know he's developing the best pitcher in the AL.
Did they draft the player who had the best career? Answer is no.
No, but it's like, what do you want to the 9th?
It's just an analysis of, did my team get the best player for their career? The answer is no.
But Jokic is the 41st pick.
Am I wrong?
In that.
Who's had a better career, Jokic or Embiid?
Jokic.
Okay, who's had a better career, Boehm or Skubal?
Skubal.
Okay, that's all. That's it.
Yeah, but like...
That tweet rubbed you the wrong way?
Yeah, I couldn't stop thinking about it. It was ridiculous.
Well, you're an idiot.
He texted me and Elliot about it. He's like, what is this?
What is it? It's just an analysis. Did they pick the
wrong guy? But it's not an analysis of anything. Yeah, it's not an analysis of anything.
It's just so
they picked
ridiculous,
the wrong guy.
It doesn't
they didn't pick the wrong guy. Scoop all in the 9th.
So they should have taken Boehm over him?
Yes! He's a third overall pick.
So hold on. I'm going to make sure I get you on the record. So now we're going into prosecutor mode. You're telling me you, as we sit here today, are glad that they chose Alec Bohm over Scooble, who won the Cy Young last year. And by the way, is like 20, I think he's 26-4 in his last 30 decisions. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying it was never realistic. Like if yeah. Scooball was the sixth pick
avoiding
in the draft,
avoiding the question.
But I'm not. Yeah. It was. It's yeah. you're complaining about something that wasn't realistic.
It's not even a complaint. It's just a
46-year-old man versus 31-year-old man yeah. in athletic competition.
All right. 47.
Fritz,
47. You're 47.
Fritz, since this is a rare day for you on our program, Fritz, you get to pick the answer.
Okay.
For the winning answer for who or what blew it. Now, here are some of the big ones we've had today. A lot of them are turning into financial things. So there were a bunch of publishers that turned down J.K. Rowling's for Harry Potter. We got the Steve Harvey ridiculous thing at the end of that one competition. We got a record company that turned down the Beatles. We got Ray Dittinger turned down Christy Brinkley. We've got the guy that left American Idol.
Ryan Dunkelman.
We got Matt Damon turning down money for Avatar.
$250 million.
And,
that's an awful lot.
And we got a Google thing as some financial thing. What's the right answer, Fritz?
The right answer is always Ray Dittinger turning down. Always.
All right, congratulations to Keith. Keith, you've won the $100 gift card. Fritz, I'll say this to you on Sunday at 11:09 before the competition begins, but I'll say it to you publicly right now. Good luck to you, buddy.
And I'll say to you at about 11:10 after my first drive is 265 yards right down the middle. Welcome to the bleeping show.
Okay.
Ha!
Well,
love it.
Listen, we'll see who the audience thinks is the more arrogant one after that. Listen,
I'm trying to reach your level, pal.
I'm just.
It's true.
I'd like to win the people, but to do that, maybe it requires some humble pie, and I will be your servant. Ladies and gentlemen,
look at you.
Have a wonderful. Listen, I'm just a squirrel trying to find a nut.
That's all.
Yeah,
just
a nut.
I'm just trying to feed my family.
Is that what the kids call it these days?
That's all I'm trying to do.
Yep,
feed my family.
Trying to find the nut. Yep.
Everyone, have a great rest of the day. We'll talk more about Sixers draft tomorrow. Phillies with an afternoon game today. We'll talk about that more tomorrow.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.